This is side one of tape one of the stress reduction program you are participating in. Remember that each time you take the time to practice, you are taking a powerful and active role in improving your health. Try and stay awake and alert. This side is a guided body scan meditation designed to help you enter and dwell in a state of very deep mental and physical relaxation. It is important that you arrange to do this practice in a warm and protected place in which you feel comfortable and secure. It's best to do it at a time when you will not be interrupted by friends, family, or phone calls. Dress in loose, comfortable clothes, being particularly conscious of wearing clothes that are loose at the waist. It's most helpful to see this as a time for you, a time for nurturing yourself, for self-care, as an opportunity to be by yourself and with yourself fully. Allow it to be a nourishing time, a time to give yourself some positive energy and attention, a time to open to the sources of strength and healing within you. It's essential to not try too hard to relax. This will just create tension. Be aware of each passing moment and accept whatever is happening in yourself, looking at it clearly, simply because it is there. Letting go of the tendency, which we all have, to want things to be different from how they are right now. Allowing things to be exactly as they are. Allowing yourself to be exactly as you are. Use the instructions for guidance, noticing your body and the activity of the mind as we go along. Letting go of judging and critical thoughts. Just do what it says to do, being aware of how you feel, of what is happening. There's no right way to feel while you do this. The way you're feeling is fine. It's just the way you're feeling. Simply accept it, giving yourself permission to feel whatever it is that you're feeling, seeing that it's okay. Do the body scan in whatever position is comfortable for you. If lying on your back is not comfortable, then change positions. It is your sincerity and level of attention, and not the way you're lying, that is most important. Remember to breathe fully and to allow the breath to flow freely into and out of the body. Now, lying down on your back, if that's possible, on a mat or on a thick rug or on your bed if it's not too soft, allow your eyes to close gently if you feel comfortable doing so. Bring your arms alongside your body, legs outstretched, ankles uncrossed, arms at the sides, palms open to the ceiling if that's comfortable for you. And bring your attention to the fact that you are breathing. Becoming aware of the abdomen rising as the breath moves into the body and falling as the breath moves out of the body. You're not controlling the breath in any way. Rather, you're just becoming aware of the natural flow of the breath, noticing that as the breath flows naturally, the abdomen lifts either slightly or to whatever degree it happens to lift as the breath moves in, and that the abdomen falls as the breath moves out. Becoming aware of the breath moving in this way. And now bring your attention to the toes of the left foot. Rather like your attention being the beam of an adjustable flashlight beam. So narrowing that beam of your attention and bringing it to the toes of the left foot. The big toe, the second toe, the third toe, the fourth toe, and the fifth toe. Becoming aware of any sensations in the toes. Perhaps tingling or some sensation of temperature, or perhaps noticing that there are no particular sensations in the toes. And now moving your attention from the toes to the ball of the foot. The arch, the heel, the top of the foot, and now expanding your attention much as if you were adjusting the beam of a flashlight to have a wider angle. Bring the entire foot into your awareness and explore the foot with your attention, perhaps being aware of the bones of the foot, the sensation of the sock or the air against your skin, perhaps aware of different sensations, throbbing or tingling. And now moving your attention from the foot to the left ankle. Perhaps being aware of the bones in the ankle. Perhaps being aware of the throbbing of circulation in the ankle. And now moving your attention from the ankle up through the left lower leg, exploring, investigating the left lower leg with your attention, perhaps being aware of the bone or the large muscles of the calf or the shin. Sensations of the skin. Now moving your attention to the left knee, the kneecap, the space behind the kneecap. Perhaps being aware of ligaments and tendons. Fully aware of this hinged joint of the body that allows us to bend, move the leg. And now moving your attention up into the left thigh, investigating, exploring the left thigh, the entire area of the left upper leg, the big muscles, the bone, whatever sensations come into your awareness from the left upper leg. The left thigh. And now shifting your attention to the breath. And as the next breath comes into the body, be aware of guiding it down through the entire left leg, the breath moving into the thigh, the knee, the lower leg, the foot, the toes. And as the breath moves out of the left leg, the toes, the foot, the ankle, the lower leg, the knee, the thigh, being aware of it, taking with it any congestion, all the toxins, and following the next few breaths in this way, so that you're aware of the in-breath moving through the body and down through the left leg, bringing with it openness, spaciousness, freshness. And as it moves out of the left leg, taking with it any congestion, all the toxins. And now bringing your attention back to the left thigh, the left upper leg, becoming aware of the long bone of the thigh as it inserts into the pelvis, and moving your attention across the pelvis to the right side of the pelvis, and then moving your attention down the right leg to the toes of the right foot, narrowing the beam of your attention to become fully aware of the big toe of the right foot, the second toe, the third toe, the fourth toe, and the fifth toe. Investigating the toes with your awareness, toenails. Skin of the toes, any sensations you may be experiencing coming from the toes. And then moving your attention to the ball of the right foot, the arch, the heel, the top of the right foot. And then expanding your awareness, widening the beam of your attention to include the entire right foot, and exploring the right foot with your awareness, the bones, the muscles, the skin, sensations, if you experience any. And now moving your attention to the right ankle, ligaments, tendons, sensations. And moving your attention from the right ankle up through all around the right lower leg. Sensation of the skin of the right lower leg. Is it resting against something? Or is the air moving around the right lower leg? Muscles, the bone. Perhaps some sensation of circulation, tingling or throbbing. Whatever you notice. Not looking for anything, but being fully aware of whatever appears, of whatever you experience. And moving your attention to the right knee, the kneecap, the space behind the knee, perhaps aware of ligaments or tendons, the back of the knee, and moving your attention up into the right thigh, the upper part of the right leg, the large muscles of the thigh. Whatever sensations you notice in the right thigh. And now shifting your attention to become aware of the breath. And as the next breath moves into the body, be aware of guiding it down into and through the right leg all the way down to the toes. And as the breath moves out of the right leg from the toes up through the foot, the ankle, the lower leg, the knee, the upper leg, be aware of the out-breath taking with it any tension, any congestion, all the toxins. And guiding the breath in this way for the next few breaths, aware of the breath moving into, throughout, down the right leg, bringing with it openness, freshness, spaciousness, and as it moves out, taking with it all the toxins. And now letting the breath fade into the background and focusing your attention on the right upper leg, the bone as it inserts into the pelvis, and becoming aware of the pelvic girdle itself, moving your attention across the pelvis, the pubic bone, the left side of the pelvis, and around to the back, the area at the center of the back of the pelvis, the sacral area, aware of the pelvis as it supports all the organs, the intestines, everything in the lower body. And then becoming aware of the buttocks resting against the mat or the floor. Any sensations in the buttocks? The anal area? The genital area, the lower abdomen, aware of any sensations in the lower abdomen, perhaps sensations from the intestines, perhaps aware of the bladder, genital organs. And as you move the attention around to the back of the lower part of the torso, the kidneys, being aware of the lower back, the middle back, the middle part of the abdomen and the stomach area. Aware of any sensations, perhaps sensations of the small intestine, the stomach itself, liver, pancreas, and then moving the attention back around the body to the spine, becoming aware of the middle back, the upper back, the spine itself, the long muscles along the spine, and the transverse muscles that move from the spine around to the front of the body, supporting, holding, aware of muscles in the upper back, moving the attention around to the chest, to the rib cage, and becoming aware of the lungs within the rib cage, the heart, perhaps becoming aware of the beating of the heart. Aware of letting this area of the chest open and soften. Often we constrict in this area of the chest around the heart. Aware of letting it soften and open. And then shifting your attention to the breath. Becoming aware of the breath as it moves into the lungs and throughout the torso, bringing with it openness, spaciousness, freshness. And as it moves out of the body, be aware of it taking with it any congestion, any tensions, all the toxins. And following the next few breaths in this way, the in-breath moving into and throughout the torso, bringing with it spaciousness, freshness, taking out congestion, toxins. And now letting the breath fade into the background. And moving the attention up to the shoulders, to the left shoulder, down the left arm, to the fingers of the left hand. Narrowing the beam of your attention and focusing it on the fingers of the left hand, the thumb, the forefinger, the middle finger, the fourth finger, and the pinky. Fully aware of any sensations in the fingers of the left hand. And then moving your attention from the fingers to the palm, to the back of the hand. And then expanding the beam of your attention to include the entire left hand. Perhaps aware of all the bones in the hand and the fingers, the knuckles, the fingernails, any sensations in the left hand. And then moving your attention to the left wrist. Perhaps becoming aware of the pulse in the left wrist. And moving your attention from the wrist up through the left forearm, perhaps being aware of the bones in the forearm, the muscles, sensations of the skin, perhaps some sensation of circulation, throbbing or tingling, or just being aware that you're not experiencing any particular sensations. And now moving your attention to the elbow, another hinged joint of the body, enabling us to move the arm. And moving your attention into the left upper arm, the large muscle of the biceps, the tricep, the muscle under the arm, the bone of the left upper arm. Whatever sensations come into your awareness from the left upper arm. And now moving your attention into the shoulder joint, where the arm inserts into the shoulder, the bone of the upper arm. And moving your attention across the shoulders to the right arm, down the right arm to the fingers of the right hand. And again, narrowing the beam of your attention to include just the fingers of the right hand, the thumb, the forefinger, the middle finger, the fourth finger, and the fifth finger. Really exploring the fingers of the right hand with your attention, the fingernails, the knuckles, the bones of the fingers. And then moving your attention to the palm of the right hand, the back of the hand, and opening the beam of your awareness to include the entire right hand. Any sensations? What do you notice as you explore inside the right hand? And then moving your attention to the right wrist, the bones, perhaps noticing the big tendons of the wrist, perhaps noticing the pulse in the wrist. Then moving your attention from the right wrist up through the right forearm, exploring skin, muscles, bone, sensations. And moving your attention to the right elbow, the inside of the elbow, the bone, ligaments and tendons. That enable the arm to move. Then moving your attention from the elbow up through the right upper arm, the muscles, skin, bone, circulation, blood vessels, whatever sensations appear. Moving your attention to the right shoulder, and now opening the beam of your awareness to include both arms, the right arm and the left arm. And as the next breath comes in, be aware of guiding the breath down through the arms to the fingers. And being aware of the breath moving out of the arms, all the way from the fingers up through the arms. Following the next few breaths in this way, as the breath moves into, as you guide the breath into and down through the arms, being aware of the freshness, the nourishment, the openness, and as the breath moves out of the arms, being aware of it taking with it any tensions, any constrictions, and all the toxins. And now letting the breath fade into the background and bringing the attention to the shoulders, being aware of the muscles along the tops of the shoulders, the muscles that move across the tops of the shoulders and up into the neck. Many of us carry our tension in this area. So exploring those muscles with your awareness, letting that entire area soften, open. And then becoming aware of the back of the neck, the sides of the neck, the front of the neck. Aware of the trachea, the windpipe, and the esophagus within the neck. And moving your attention up into the jaw. Aware of the jaw hinge, another area where many of us experience tension. The mouth, the gums, the teeth, the tongue, the palate, the roof of the mouth, the cheeks, the nose, the ears, aware of the opening in the ears, joining outside and inside, the back of the head, exploring the back of the head with your attention, aware of the skin against the skull, perhaps aware of hair follicles. And then moving the attention around to the temples, the eyes, eyes resting in their sockets, eyelids, eyelashes. Many of us carry tension in the eyes, so allowing the eyes to soften and release. Eyebrows. The forehead, the top of the head. And now imagining an opening in the top of the head, much like the blowhole of a whale. And become aware of breathing in from above the head, down through this imagined opening, down through the entire body to the feet, and breathing out from the feet. So breathing in from above the head, down through the body, and out through the feet. And then reverse the direction so that you're inhaling from beyond the feet, up through the feet, up through the body, and out the top of the head. And then again, inhaling from the top of the head, down through the body, out through the feet. And breathing in this way for several breaths, so that you're inhaling from beyond the feet, up through the body, out the top of the head, and then reversing the direction, so that you're inhaling from above the head, down through the body, out through the feet. And as you breathe in this way, being aware of the body as a whole, as complete, as beyond its parts, allowing yourself to simply exist in the silence, the quietness, the stillness. And now letting go of any control of the breath, allowing yourself to lie here in the stillness, the breath flowing freely into and out of the body. Breath, breathing, not controlling in any way, just allowing the free flow, the natural cycle of the breath as it moves into, throughout, and out of the body. Becoming aware as you lie here, fully experiencing the body and the breath as it moves into and throughout and out of the body. Becoming aware that this acceptance and this stillness is itself healing. Lying here, allowing the universe to be as it is, beyond personal fears and concerns, beyond a mind that wants things a certain way. Seeing yourself as complete right now, just as you are, and looking deeply into the limitlessness of life, into the fullness of our capacity to live, into the fullness of our capacity to care, experiencing being totally awake, complete, whole, right now, and experiencing being part of the whole as we lie here in stillness, awake, relaxed, and complete. And now coming back to the body and beginning to move the fingers and toes, moving, stretching in any way that feels right to you to bring yourself back into the room where you are right now. Not rushing, not hurrying. Moving, stretching. And as you feel ready, opening your eyes, allowing the calm and centeredness to stay with you as you resume all the activities of your daily life. You might want to congratulate yourself, remembering that this state of clarity and relaxation is accessible to you by simply attending to the in-breath and the out-breath in any moment throughout the day. Allow it to be a source of constant energy and strength for yourself and for all others with whom you share your world. Let it provide a source of balance and well-being from which you may make important decisions and take appropriate actions in your life.